This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
Rise Guys.
When news matters, it matters where you get your news. It's Rise Guys Headlines.
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning, Leroy.
Leroy. Brought to you by Gosling Electric. Well, sometimes when you book a trip, you want to make sure that everything is stable and things are going to go the way that you plan. Yeah. But in this situation, if you're a big bargain hunter, listen up, because a traveler online says that they booked a hotel for an international trip through Expedia.
Not Trivago.
And got a great price, but then the hotel called them directly and asked them to cancel it because the rate was too low.
Oh, man.
So don't assume
too low.
Yeah, so the traveler went back.
They oversold probably
to Expedia and was told the booking is confirmed and the hotel should honor it, but it was canceled. So the hotel ignored that and said that the traveler didn't cancel it. They'd refused to accommodate them. Yeah. And they showed up, and that's a big problem.
I had that happen to me on eBay a while ago, Fat Boy, where I won a card relatively cheap, and the seller canceled it and said they would not honor it, even though it was a straight-up auction. And I was like, and apparently now on eBay, that's permissible. I didn't get enough for what I wanted for it. So
they don't take a negative rating or anything?
Well, if they don't complete the transaction, you can't leave them a negative feedback. That's so, you know what? And you know the word I want to say.
Yeah. This almost happened to me with my insurance. She said, you get a better rate than I do, and I work for the company. She had to run it three times.
Why don't you? I would have asked you to get my insurance for me if that was the case.
I know. I'm like,
can I put my insurance in your name, sir? You can get it cheaper for me.
Let me get a break, lady. I mean, come on. I've dealt with enough. Usually, I'm paying way more than this. Like, let me just
quit bullcrapping me.
Let the sun shine on my ass once in a while. Mm.
So even though you booked your whole hotel and this is where you wanted to stay, I mean, it may be in a place where you need to be. And so in this situation, the person didn't feel comfortable booking a reservation with a hostile hotel, so they decided to cancel.
Wait a minute.
It.
Do you mean like a violent, mean hotel, or are you talking about hostile?
Well, I mean where they're like, well, that's not enough profit in it for me, so I'm going to cancel on you. So yeah. Expedia did reimburse the traveler and gave them a bonus credit for the hassle. So
just let them like keep the. I guess it's not up to them at that point.
Fatboy and I were talking earlier, Paige, when you were talking about owning a lot of wigs, and we were like, we want to start a side hustle, and we will rent out wigs to men and women for special occasions. Mm-hmm. Airbnb is what we're going to go with.
Yeah, that's a great idea.
Airbnb.
That's really nice.
Yeah. And that is time-stamped.
If it's sanitary.
It is. It's time-stamped, so we have the trademark.
Yeah, just spray them down so you don't have bacteria.
Rob just filed it in Sierra Leone.
Here's the thing that you may come in some kind of conflict with hair contact is bugs.
bugged.
Yeah.
He wants to start a Merkin division.
Even worse. Even worse.
Wigs for your pubic area. Yeah. They're called Merkins.
I'd be careful. Because you don't want to go person to person with wigs.
No.
Use wigs.
No.
Is what I'm saying.
That don't sound good.
We're going to also sell like Merkin, lice farms.
Use Merkins could be a problem.
Yep.
Well, here's something exciting. If you like cheese.
Not so much anymore.
Yeah.
Lactose intolerant?
It's just
probably
too much is not good.
Yeah, if it's too rich, it's
I don't know. Some cheese is just heavenly.
What is your favorite cheese? Like, no joke. Don't say Fromanda or anything.
Oh, no. not Gouda, but the one that's, God, I can't think of it. It's got a white cover, like a white thing.
Like a wagon wheel?
Like
you
talking about.
And you heat it up.
You're talking about like mozzarella?
Oh, she's talking about.
That you eat the French bread with it. What is the name of that?
You melt it down.
Yeah.
But it, cheese?
Yeah, you get it like in a block.
Oh, I don't know.
Or a brick.
Velveeta.
Brie.
Oh,
Brie
I wasn't thinking that.
I thought you were talking about some fresh mozzarella.
I like mozzarella.
Now, what am I thinking of? I think Mexican restaurants, they use it a lot.
That's queso. Oh,
that's yeah, that's
queso
it.
Queso is good, too.
Is that cheese?
Yeah.
God, okay. That's American, man.
I can't think of what it was.
Is that Spanish for cheese, queso?
Mexicans like to eat it. What is it? It's keto?
Well, Sargento released a new type of American cheese that actually qualifies as cheese. It doesn't have to be a cheese product because of only 5 ingredients, but they claim that it tastes and melts like the fake stuff.
You don't even know what kind of eggs them is.
I watched a video the other night about almond milk and the preparation for that, and I was like, man, I knew there was not milk in almonds, don't get me wrong, I knew that, but the way that it's actually made is like
it's the only milk I buy.
I like it, and
I like it better than oatmeal milk.
I don't like regular milk. I don't like raw milk. I've taken it straight out of the udder before.
No buttermilk.
Shot myself in the face with it.
You've seen the farmer. He'll milk his cows, but when his cat comes up, he'll squirt
something
in
the face. Yeah.
Ah, they love it.
Oh, yeah.
You don't like oat milk?
No.
I don't.
How about that throat milk?
Oh, Lord God. He's talking about that milk of magnesia.
I don't know what he's speaking of, but...
Throat milk.
Welcome to diversity training.
But I like heavy cream.
Oh, really?
Heavy cream in the boys.
Yes. And coffee, which is, you know...
Do you like the cream of some young guy? You like Yum Yum?
With yum on, yeah, maybe.
If you like the Yum Yum, you like the some young guy?
Probably anything with yum yum sauce on it, I'm all about it.
You like that chicken, the Chinese chicken?
Yes. Garlic chicken, too.
Tempura you.
Cheese talk.
I feel like we'll have to explain all that to the future generations.
Oh, yeah. And also, yep.
We got to tell you what's so special about a $3 bill. That hurts my heart to even have to do that.
I know.
Breaks your heart.
Actually, just Google it.
We told you the legend of the three blankered Billy Goat.
Oh,
that was going away.
Yep.
Heard about that.
Yep.
Wow.
Had to get Paige into a bar, turn the stool upside down.
Exactly. It's got to be a perk.
We couldn't explain you the chili joke.
No.
We had to tell you to go look that one up.
No. No.
One of the greatest jokes of all time.
It's like the opposite of what Willie Nelson said to do when he dies. You know, oh, look, Ricky Morton on TV. Roll me up and smoke me when I die.
Oh, that's sweet. Yeah. Okay, so there is a store that's going out of business at the age of 40. Forever 21 really isn't forever because turned 40. But they're closing their doors.
Do you know why? I know why.
I bet I know why. I think I know why, because I hear more and more and more talk of this to the point where I'm like, y'all, stop.
She's probably going to tell you the companies that overtook it.
I'm going to write down what I'm thinking just so I don't get called bullcrap on it.
But these companies that overtook it are based out of China.
Korea.
Shein.
That's one of them.
Yes.
The other one is Temu. And they don't have to pay any kind of tariffs or import tax.
No, because the way they ship it as, God, what is the loophole? There is a loophole where it's not a gift.
Something shady.
Something real shady. And then also, like, I'm not an environmentalist at all anyway, but like, dude, like the chemicals and crap that are in them cheap ass clothes
the
are
fast
banned.
Fashion
and
stuff.
Shein is already facing environmentalist issues because of the plastic they use to ship their clothes in. And they just started a men's division too, so.
So is it Shein or Shein?
Shein.
Shein?
Yeah.
Okay. Like Patty.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Patty Shein.
So
Monkey Shein.
Back in 2019, Forever 21 had about 800 locations worldwide with 43,000 employees, but they had to close 30% of them in their first bankruptcy filing. And there are roughly 540 locations around the world, so there's been a wind down in business.
So did Big Lots really close down, or was that all talk?
I think all of them got
all
closed
of them
down.
Go. God.
I'll never use Temu again. I used it once.
Yeah.
I would
What'd
just rather
get?
A box, like you would put cards in, just like a, but, you know, 2.5 months to get it.
Oh, yeah.
I'd much rather pay you the extra 10 or 12 bucks to get it in 2 days.
Their products aren't quality.
Yeah. Just use Prime.
I mean, really?
You get it faster. It's the same stuff in a different box.
What is it from Alibaba?
Plus, they screw my orders up.
I think it all comes from there. I think everything shipping. Does.
I bought two screwdrivers, you know, a Phillips and a Cross and a flat, whatever you call them. And they were so big, I looked like I'm walking around with, like, huge machetes.
Oh, God.
I'm like, I can't use these. It's not practical. What am I going to say? I need a new cross screwdriver and a flat one.
Yeah. And then, you know, certain times of the last 5 years, you didn't necessarily want to get something in the mail that was from China.
No. These mysterious seeds.
I know.
You know somebody planted them. Who planted them? And, like, tell us what was in it. What came up?
Like, what... There, it was something. That's one of those mysteries that just kind of like just got blown past. Like, yeah, that didn't happen.
Hey, man, here's a Chinese Z-Pack. What am I going to do with this?
Don't dispose of a property like you would a battery, you know? We don't want it to explode. Oh, I saw the video. Do you see the video from New York Sanitation, whatever? Somebody threw away a car battery in their regular can. And they now, apparently up there, they have cameras on the back of the dump trucks, I guess, for slip-ups and funniness and crazy things. Dude, they started crushing the trash bag that had a car battery in it. Dude, like, got blown out of the camera, like, not in a sexual way. Like, just explosion. Y'all, no. For real, y'all got to be – don't throw away car batteries like that or anything, like oxygen tanks
or nothing. Man.
Yeah, well, yeah, but –
when you buy another battery, that's –
This dude got probably seriously hurt.
Oh, my God.
I mean, it was scary.
Over some dummy.
Just go throw him in the creek like Paige does.
No, oh, yeah.
Please.
I do not.
You should see the water feature near her place.
The water is iridescent looking. It glows.
That's what happened to her windshield. It's in the damn water.
Yeah. She threw it in there.
Mm-mm. No, I'm environmentally sad.
Carl Drinkwater is that.
Oh, gosh.
Whatever his name is.
Oh, Tim.
Don't even get me started about the battery.
Oh, Paige.
Oh, my gosh.
What happened? Someone stole your battery?
No, I got a battery, but I had to get someone to put it in for me and then get the other one back. But they're heavy. I can't lift the battery.
You can lift the battery. Yeah, I would love to see it. It's, what, a 5/8 socket to get that sucker off?
It was hard.
Yeah, but that truck I had that time, remember, me and... I had a NASCAR driver at my home that couldn't figure out how to get that battery out.
I remember that.
Dude, I called. That's like, if anybody knows how to do this, it'd be Jug. Jug comes to my house. He can't figure it. Calls his pit crew out there.
All
Literally,
right.
Three of the pit crew members came out.
How long
they
did
looked
it
at
take
us like
to
we
do
were
that?
Women or just, you know.
Oh, they were rubbing their crotches and winking at you?
No, they were not like sitting there like, ooh, air humping
oh,
us
baby.
Or nothing. But they were like, God, you goobers didn't know how to do this.
How long did it take him to do that?
Seconds? Yeah.
See?
They're like,
go.
Oh, you didn't know how to do that?
Okay.
I'm like,
done and done.
I'll see you come
Thank
do
you.
Some radio tomorrow morning. You son of a
bitch. Look, Jug just drives the cars. He don't have to work on them.
No. That's like yesterday. He's like, I'm going to go over to the garage, hang out for a while. I was like, what do you do? Just walk around, tell everybody thanks for coming in. No, I'll work.
Boost the morale.
All right.
We did find out Rob could fit in the car, though, so if he needs a backup driver.
Yes, I have that evidence as well.
You know, it's easier getting in than it is getting out. You got to kind of torque your body to get through that window.
It sounds like marriage.
It does.
All right. Thank you, Paige.
Twerking the body. All right. Well, I'm Paige, and those are your Eyes Guys headlines.
More like puss car. Just reading a text in the group here. Did you see the meme Jug just sent?
Yeah.
Don't go into the light, Carolani. I love it. All right. Good morning, everybody.
The Odyssey app. Make your phone. Get the Rise Guys daily podcast. Stream the Rise Guys every morning.
Yeah, man. I love that stuff.
Everywhere. The Odyssey app rocks.
This is the Rise Guys morning show.
The Rise.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Guys, and now a Rise Guys re-premiere.
Why do you look so fruity now?
Yeah, stupid you feel doing machine gun arms.
I always like when they throw the arm, like even in rock concerts where they'll like hit, you know, it's all the pyro and everything's not choreographed, but you know, they know what they're doing with it. And when they, you know, hit their hand down at a certain time and the pyro goes off right then, like...
Oh, you're like Kane and the...
That's awesome.
Oh. Yeah, when he just raises it up and then drops it again.
It was always loud, too. God, it was loud.
I also just... I put it out there just... Like, imagine if you're Cope, you know, the former Edge, Adam Copeland, and you were, like, out getting coffee this morning with your kids, getting ready for school or what, I don't know. And you heard this. You're like, oh, they're playing Daddy's song. Now they're talking about Daddy.
Yep.
And then Daddy hears the host say, God, we'd love to have you on our show.
We really would.
I mean, you live in Asheville. My Lord. Do we need to come to you? I mean.
Do you have to grab a Comrex and go up the mountain?
We will.
We got nice chairs in here. You'd love them. Come pop a squat and talk about the 2010 Rumble and all kind of stuff.
Yeah. I'll give you all my hockey cards if you come in. I don't have many left. I had a Ted Irvine, and I gave that to Dax the Axe to give to Jericho.
I've got a Topps card, Edge card waiting to get signed. I keep it here.
That's what made me say, man, you have entertained the freaking breaks off me all these years. Well, you are awesome. It.
Thank you.
Yes, yeah, so I was talking to Fatboy Edge. Don't get jealous.
God, I know, man.
I would screw up and call him Edge, too. Like, that's not my name anymore. Like, you know, I kept screwing up in here on Cash Dash.
Imagine his kids do the same thing. You know what's hilarious? Randy Orton will RKO his own kids.
Oh, yeah.
Like, he'll wrestle with them in the room. Like, this is cool, man. It's like Michael Jordan was playing horse with you.
He had his hot wife on there the other night with him.
Yep.
I think that was on the... Was that the PLE?
I don't think it was.
Like when they do the little fashion run that they do now with like all sports where it shows them. Except NASCAR, they don't do it.
They won't do it. No.
They should. I want to see what Jeremy Clements... Oh, perfect. We'll ask him in a little bit when he's in. I want to find out what is their track wear. What do they wear? Because these like... I remember Debo. Samuel.
Debo.
The now commander. He would, you know, the way he would dress... God. To walk into the locker room. And if you've ever been to a locker room, I've been in them all, baby. And that sounded really like gay.
It really did.
I didn't mean it that way. I've just been in high school ones. I've been in college ones. And I've been in
what sounds better?
The Panthers ones. And they all got a funk to them.
Yeah, I would imagine so.
So you're going to put on all this nice Givenchy and Prada and all this.
Dress like Angus Young.
Bourgeois. And woe in there where there's like, you know, like ball sweat and stuff about.
It's just odd to me. That's their runway, like the NBA, man. They get that little walkway to the locker room.
And yeah, especially WNBA. Like, they have, like, this carpet that they walk down, and it's already been sponsored by Sephora. Like, it's got Sephora written down, the walkway they do to the locker room, which, in that, like, the red carpet, you know, like, what it is. It's nothing more than, look what I'm wearing.
They get in trouble sometimes.
Well, kind of, yeah, because they say, who are you wearing?
But it's just like... You know, what we've heard about the Met Gala is, like, there's nothing inside except drinks. Like, there's no
gala. That's all it is.
Gala. The show is walking in. That's the show.
They want to wear their weird stuff.
Yeah.
To get their picture made and walk right in.
It's like a private party that everyone gets to attend. But the party is outside. Everybody's, like, leaves out the back because there's no party.
Well, a lot of that stuff you can't sit down in.
No crap. Will Smith's son sitting there wearing like
wore a house on his
Castle
head.
Of Grayskull on his head or whatever that was.
That's what it was.
The like, bathroom is interesting.
This is art. This is art.
What are you doing?
That's art literally was the what it was. Tie-dyed shirt you make in VBS, Vacation Bible School. That was art.
And you went to one every week, too.
Oh, Lord.
They staggered them out so you could.
They did, man.
Can you imagine if there was a dance floor with all those people?
They just go, like, that's all the Met Gala was, is they just go dance?
Or watch When I'm Get Lucky and sit there and try to, like, sit there and, you know, fillet someone wearing a box on your head.
Okay.
Paige, you want to take it as a challenge?
Like, man, how do you get out of this dress when you hook up?
Oh, my God.
Like, yeah, I mean, they all, like, dressed like a mime or something.
You look like Jennifer Lopez in The Cell. You got this big hair looking piece on.
What was the one? I mean, there's been so many of those things. They get ridiculous. I might be thinking of the VMAs. But which one was it? Lil Kim had her complete whole boob out.
That's what it was.
The VMAs?
Because Diana Ross is playing with it.
She jiggled it.
And she was shocked. I'm like, you did that in rehearsal. Don't even lie.
Oh, my God.
Sure.
Oh, yeah.
That might have been the same one that they were kissing old...
Brittany?
Yeah. And old Madge and
The MTV
Aguilera's.
Music Awards?
Yeah, I think it was. Hmm. Which is... God, that's not going to happen anymore.
They don't have it anymore?
Well, I mean, sure they have it, but I mean, it's not a big deal. It's really not.
Well, I mean, for what it is, I mean...
MTV doesn't really exist anymore, does it?
Oh, yeah.
Well, you got Teen Moms.
There's no music.
With YouTube, there's really, they were smart to kind of get out of that business early, if you think about it. Because, I mean, like, dude, think about this. We used to sit there and I swear, I know, it's like how your great-grandpa would be, oh, we had to walk 10 feet in the snow to school barefoot and all that bull crap. But, like, you'd have to watch through videos you didn't like.
I know, but
and that, it is silly as that sounds. Like, you're sitting there saying, come on, man, do California Love. I want to see Dre and Tupac again, or I want to see...
Then what happened?
She's My Cherry Pie.
The box game. Remember the box network? You could pay per video. 99 cents.
No.
Pay it and they'll... Oh, yeah. They'll put your video up.
Like a request?
Yeah. You pay your calling with your credit card. Say, here's the music video I want. It was like 99 cents.
God, I never heard of that.
Yeah.
God.
When was that?
I would have...
He'd be broke.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I would have... I loved
85 to 2001. I didn't know it started in 85. But yeah, it was paper. It was called a paper jukebox channel.
Yeah, yeah, just to watch the music. Were you allowed to like tape them on your VCR?
Yeah, you could. I mean, it was like a regular channel.
Nice.
But you got to pay your...
I used to love... My favorite was... Because I didn't have MTV in my house growing up.
You didn't?
Well, I didn't either.
It was a different tier of the Charter. Or whatever it was called then.
We didn't even have cable. I had to go to the neighbor's house to watch it.
We had it till my brother did something, had it all taken out.
The rifle went off to...
No, he pushed two buttons together and got the Playboy channel. My mom walked in and saw him watching Playboy, and she yanked the cable out.
Why? What? I mean, at least
what
he wasn't
mean
watching Playgirl.
The cable out?
She had it removed and wouldn't pay for it to have her son watch porn all day long while she was at work.
I'm at work and you're watching porn.
I love the American Music Awards, too, because, like, I would buy all the music magazines and stuff, and it was like, wow, look, you get to see them in this different light. But then when they'd go on talk shows or go on video music award shows, like, you get to see them, like, you know, Slash with the bottle of Jack Daniels smoking a cigarette and all that stuff.
Oh, man, that's cool.
One of them might cuss. And then we had Rage Against the Machine, like, climbing up the side of the stage.
Oh, that's awesome.
Getting all political. You didn't know who these people were, but you wanted to be political, too, because they were. I don't know who Mamiya Guan is or if he ever got out.
Oh, my God. I forget all about that.
The others they championed. I don't know if they ever got out.
God, is that how you said the Mamiya Guan?
I'm pretty sure it is.
Did they ever find Animal Chin?
They're still looking for him.
AP1s. Talk now at 800-774-0093. This is
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hey, everyone. Summer is just around the corner, and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high-quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Break it down. Live from callrob.com studio in Greenville, South Carolina, it's time to say, hey, famous people celebrating birthdays on March the 19th. Happy birthday, or...
Suck it!
Speaking of that, dude, we missed Steak and BJ Day.
Oh, my God. Wow.
I don't know.
Thank you.
I'm old.
What do you mean, we?
Where do you guys celebrate such an event?
I mean, normally at your house. All right. I guess it's not a thing anymore. All these women's rights and things. It's like, you shouldn't mention that anymore.
It's not. It's really not. We'll start with your boy, a.k.a. Mr. Clean. Oh, yeah. Young Gravy, a.k.a. Little Steamer, a.k.a. Young Gravity. Matthew Horry is his real name. Young Gravy.
What I like about him, it's... He does not look as you would expect. And that to me is, it's like the ugly woman that was on Britain's Got Talent, you know? Yep. That's what, I don't remember her name. I think it's what everybody called her, the ugly lady. She just really hard to look at, but had the voice of an angel.
He'll tell you, he's like, you know, they're like the fame Post Malone has, he couldn't really deal with it.
Oh, he said he did it just for like viral videos, and then people are like, hey, we'll pay you to do concerts. He's like, what?
He's hooking up with hot women. And porno women.
I know.
Never take it. L, no loss.
I'm surprised somebody's not become like brown gravy or red eye gravy.
Red eye gravy.
Oh, yeah. That was
might as well.
Red eye gravy, man, with grits. You ever had it? I don't know what you put in it, but it's wonderful. Red eye gravy.
What happened to other rappers like Lil White and Powder P?
I don't know.
And Yellow Wolf.
What's the other one? There's one that passed away. I remember my child was really upset about it, and I had to say,
aww,
dude, I know where you come from. This was like Cobain with us.
Just recently?
No. A couple of, like, God, now probably five. Lil Peep. Here we go.
Oh, Lil
Peep.
Is
he the one that jumped out the window or whatever?
No, that was from 5 seconds or whatever.
She wasn't thinking about Tentacion, I guess.
No, I didn't let it listen to that bullcrap. Let her listen. Like, you can control what your kids listen to anymore.
Never take a damn thing slow.
28.
Young Gravy is 29 years old. He can only be young for one more year, right? Then he's like mid-gravy.
And then he's got to start spelling it with an O again.
Let's do this trivia style. We'll keep the music going. It's almost over anyway. This baseball player went to high school with Matthew Stafford. He is a Los Angeles Dodger.
Freddie Freeman.
Nope, he's a pitcher.
Shohei Ohtani. No, he's not.
Whoa, okay.
Well, it's not going to be... What's the other one's name? Yamaguchi? They got another pitcher that's from the Orient. I can't remember his name. Jordan Yamamoto. That's
that
it.
That guy.
Yamamoto.
Clayton Kershaw.
Oh, okay.
Ohtani's from Texas.
You were way off.
Ohtani, he's not...
Ohtani.
He's from Texas.
I was waiting on
it. He was a West Texas redneck. Screw it. Uh-huh. That's hard to say.
His face, Ohtani.
Let's see. How old is Young Gravy Pitch? No, someone new.
Clayton 30. Kershaw.
Okay, Clayton Kershaw is 35.
He is 37 years old. He's year-to-year for the Dodgers now. Big money, but he's on a year-to-year clip.
Yeah.
Let's keep it going with... I think the guy's pretty funny. And he is a... I don't remember which reality show he was on. It might have been Road Rules. Theo Vaughn. Comedian Theo Vaughn.
Hmm.
He's just naturally funny, like just the way he talks. And
you know what's crazy? It's like his demeanor or whatever. But I actually know someone who went to college with him, and they said he was not like that at all.
Really?
Like, he was very timid and quiet, and he went to College of Charleston. And I did not know that.
It's a good school.
I heard him say that before, actually.
COC.
Maybe he was trying to be a teacher if you went there. Isn't that where they go to teach?
Man, like 38? Like, he's got a little grizz on the face.
I'll say 37.
He's been around a little bit.
That's kind of surprised me here. 45 years old for Theo.
Wow.
He's been around for a little bit.
God, oh, man. I mean, he could pass for, like, I'd card him if I were selling liquor.
He's got a young face.
Yeah. I didn't know you was this old. I'm like the person who said that to Paige. Remember you said the person smartass.
And that was years ago.
Oh, wow.
It's not now.
Well.
This gentleman is regarded as probably the greatest head coach in the NFL for the past 5 or 6 years at least. Or ever since he got Patrick Mahomes.
I mean, it's kind of hard to argue against that.
He's close to the wins record for Don Shula's win records.
And you know what?
He's going to pass Belichick.
He's probably got to be the best, and follow me here, the best out-of-shape football coach of all time.
He's like, up there.
He's not a guy that could get down there and show him how to do it.
Oh, yeah, he's not going to get in the shoots with you.
No. Also, he knows how to spell Chiefs. Who the hell are the chefs?
You got it, Coach Andy Reid.
Oh, man, oh, man.
He's great in commercials. Fumble the Rooski.
Yeah. Oh, I mean, he's just like no nonsense. Like, I'm just here to coach football.
Plus, you remember during COVID, his shield always got fogged up.
Yes.
But he had to wear it.
That's another man. I don't know much about his I don't think he played college football. It's one of those rare.
I think he did. I think he went to BYU, maybe. You might have to look that up. Well, I got to look it up. You'll know how old
he is. I'll see his age then.
I know he played somewhere. He was punt, pass, and kick.
Oh.
That video famously of him going around.
Yeah.
He was a big kid.
I want to say older, but I got to think logically here. I'm going to say like 64.
Andy Reid is 67 years old. Yep. He played at BYU from 78 to 80.
Ah, wow.
Yep.
God, they do not. Some of you people don't celebrate your people enough, like them, like John Elway. Like, John Elway went to Stanford, y'all, but y'all on that Cameron Brink thing. I went to Wade Hampton.
Andy Reid was a tackle in college. Don't know if he was left or right. This guy, don't have music for him. I don't have any Die Hard soundtrack to play for you.
Oh, Hans Gruber.
It's not Alan Rickman. He's no longer with
Hans DeVice.
I think it's safe. If you had a second guess, though, you'd probably nail it.
Bruce Willis.
Bruce Willis's birthday.
Oh, man.
Freaking Hans Gruber.
Kelly Gruber. Let's see.
Bruce Simon's Willis.
We'll give you a first page. I got a number in mind.
73.
67.
It's a big one for Bruce.
70.
70 years old. Wow. Don't have an update on how he's doing.
God, we split it right down the middle again.
His daughters usually give updates on how he is because he's got that. Some kind of frontal lobe dementia.
I'll tell you, I don't know what she was on. Might have been Kelly. It might have been Jennifer. Might have been one of those shows. But Demi Moore, God.
She looks beautiful.
Wow.
Have you watched The Substance?
No.
She's very naked in that movie.
Wow.
Odd movie.
What's that
on? I don't know now. It was on Prime when I watched it.
That's a note scary? I'll write down and remember.
No, the last 20 minutes kind of suck. But it's not a bad movie. Now, you can see Margaret Qualley's in it, too.
Margaret Qualley?
She's very naked in that movie.
I'm going to see if I can find some screenshots instead of wasting my time watching the whole movie.
I'll do it. Google Margaret Qualley.
Margaret Qualley?
No, you got Bruce, 70.
Yeah.
I don't know how bad you want to point, but I'll offer it up if you wish to guess. It's Harvey Weinstein's birthday today.
Let Paige go first on this.
Oh, Harvey.
Is he dead?
No, not yet. He's had some health issues.
He's pretending to be.
Yeah, really.
Oh, the other one is. Okay. God, he can suck it.
Wait, are you thinking of Epstein? Because when you said other Weinstein, I was thinking you were thinking of Epstein.
Yes, I was.
Remember he had the crazy hair and stuck out his tongue? E equals MC squared? Is that the guy you're thinking of?
Albert Epstein. He had an island.
No.
I love it. I love it. Used to be the head of the Boston Red Sox.
No. Oh, no. This is Theo.
Not Theo Epstein. Not Epstein.
Not Einstein.
He was a sweat hog.
Stein or Stein. Who knows?
I give up.
Yeah, I will say that. I won't say it because he might take me up on it, but he can go to hell.
Yeah.
He's 73 years old, for those of you counting at home. We got time for a couple more here. Let's do Glenn Close. Really good actress. She was in a Hillbilly Eulogy.
Yes.
J.D. Vance movie.
She was in another movie, too, where I didn't realize it was her at first. It's like, God, that's the sign of a good actor. It's, oh, wow. That's you.
Are you talking about Sarah Plain and Tall? Way back in the day. She had to go marry Christopher Walken because he needed a wife and a mom to his kids.
74.
73.
78 years old.
God.
Then again, here's another one. I'll offer it up. I don't know if you want to do it or not. It is the birthday of Sirhan Sirhan.
Suck it.
Which I think he was getting out, or close to getting out.
I think he was... I mean, there's proof that he was a bad person. Do I think that he did all that by himself? No, I do not.
RFK Jr. is probably not going to wish him a happy birthday, but he is 81 years old today.
Yeah.
We will wish two happy heavenly
birthdays.
Criticize
his diet, probably. That's what he would do.
Yeah, he would. When people videoed Bobby Kennedy taking the blue dye on the airplane, you see those videos going on?
Oh, yeah.
Now, when people found out what he was taking, now they're starting to take it.
I know. When I first saw it, I thought it was that... what was that crap? I mean, I don't want to call it crap. Some of y'all might use it. But the stuff they do infomercials for is some kind of blue...
Blue emu?
Yeah.
Yeah, you won't stink.
Blue emu, that's it. More than just my armpit stink.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, no,
yeah.
You're thinking about the butt crack deodorant.
No, but I was making an appendix to that joke there. Blue emu, that was it.
More than just my armpit stink.
Ooh. That's just
they also sold sunglasses, too, right? Blue blockers and blue emu.
And they became an insurance company, too. For happy heavenly birthday, Fred Berry.
You're thinking of Kano. Yeah, from What's Happening.
He would have been 74 years
Happy
old today.
Birthday.
One of the greatest breakdancers of all time.
And probably the greatest U.S. Marshal of all time, who said, "You're sitting in my chair." Wyatt Earp would have been 177 years old today.
Oh, goodness.
"You're sitting in my chair.
Can't sit here." Is that all?
Yeah, that was all. The only two happy.
You know, we got an email from a Satanist that asked for equal representation, and we don't do, like, horridly hell birthdays. Like, people that...
You know what? We could. I mean, but you'd have to guess who's sitting down there right now.
Yeah, that's true. And that's making you judgmental.
Yep. I don't like to guess.
Yeah. All right. Folks, two things I wish today. I wish
Paige
gets a good night's sleep tonight.
Leroy, go take a nap.
God. Leroy. I love it. It's like a little pet name, like Matthew is for me. You're Leroy now. But only her close friends can call her that, okay?
Okay.
That's the rule.
I'll be Leroy
forever. So two people
forever.
Can call her Leroy.
Not close friends.
I don't have any friends at this point.
Oh, come on. That's my bit. All right. Dude, Sirhan Sirhan's middle name is Bashara. That's wild.
I'm starting to think he's from somewhere foreign.
You think? Like maybe Jordan or the P word?
The P word.
You know, YouTube, you get whatever for saying that, for saying Palestine. Yeah.
Oh,
it's
no.
A strike.
Come on.
I was like, what if you have an opinion? You're not even talking negative, or you're just talking about it. Nope.
Can't do it.
Can't do it. Can't say WW3 either. All right. Glad I waited to the end of the show to demonetize it, right? All right. So that was fun today. I had a good time. I had a great time.
I had more fun than you, so.
I can believe it. I can believe it. Leroy will be back tomorrow. We'll make sure that continues.
It will never go away.
I know. I wrote it in big letters right here. The way Paige has the word electrical written real big, I have the word
electrical.
Thanks
you.
For listening. Have a blessed day. Wash your hands. God bless America. It is good.
For all things Rise Guys.
They make me laugh. I listen to them every morning on my way to work.
RiseGuys.com.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hey, everyone. Summer is just around the corner, and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high-quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.